Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Right in the middle of Peter's letter, our second reading, is a familiar quote. It's, "Cast all your anxieties on him, on God, because he cares for you." I have a few other quotes on anxiety. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't get anywhere. And then this one, worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good. Now, I am a worrier. I try to refrain this by saying that I'm a very responsible person, which I am because I worry. I'm anxious, and my worries, my anxieties, motivate me to get things done. In my world, worrying gets the rocking chair to move all the way across the room. Now, there is another quote about worrying that causes me to pause, and it's this. Worry implies that we don't quite trust that God is big enough, powerful enough, or loving enough to take care of what is happening in our lives. Now, I know better. I know and fully believe that God is big enough and powerful enough and loving enough to take care of what is going on in my life. But, you know, he might need some of my help, right, when I worry. So for many of us, our natural inclination is to worry, to hold on to hurts and fears and a whole bunch of negative emotions about what has happened to us and about what might happen to us. Because this world is unpredictable. It's a dangerous place. So some of us, or a lot of us, worry and have anxieties. Now, Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, tells us to cast all your anxiety on God because he cares for us. And casting our concerns and worries on God because God cares for us and loves us is our truth. God loves us so much that God wants to carry our burdens and our anxieties for us. God understands how difficult life is. Jesus experienced every emotion that we do. He felt sorrow and anger, loneliness, and he worried. Being human is tough, and being humans who model their lives after Jesus is even more challenging. As Christians, as followers of Jesus, we're asked to live like him, to be Christ-like. We're to love God and love each other and take care of each other, especially the poor, the sick, and those less fortunate than us. And this is hard to do, let alone if we're carrying the extra burden of anxiety or worry. God wants to lighten our load. God wants to help us and carry those difficult and overwhelming emotions for us. You know, all our discontent, discouragement, despair, all our responses to suffering can be given over to God. And Peter doesn't say, place gently and reverently your anxieties before God. Peter uses what he knows as a fisherman. He says, cast all your anxieties on him. Casting a fishing net is hard work. The net is big and it's heavy, and to get it to fly out over the water, you really need to get your body behind it and heave it as you release it. There's nothing delicate about casting a net. You know, counselors today will coach people who've had a bad experience to use their bodies to help get rid of the lingering issues. And they encourage their clients to brush off, literally, you know, brush off that experience or interaction with the person who hurts them. You know, because we aren't spirits just floating around. We have bodies, and being fully connected to our bodies is a good thing. And it's a helpful thing. and going through the motions of actually brushing off our bad experiences helps our minds and spirits to recover. So physically casting our worries, our anxieties on God is the same thing. And I'm not sure about you, but my load of anxieties and worries and negative feelings can sometimes be big. What an opportunity to offload them onto God. And when I cast or throw or heave my concerns, it's going to land with a thump and a groan and probably a couple of pulled muscles. I want someone bigger and stronger than me to carry my anxieties and my worries. God's been telling us this for years. Let me carry your worries because life is challenging enough and you can't do all the work I have called for you to do and carry all that stuff with you at the same time. God cares for us and God will continue to care for us. And we don't cast our worries and anxieties and concerns to God because we're supposed to. We do this because we're convinced that God loves us. Otherwise, we're left to our own devices, our cynicism, our despair, our brokenness, and the chaos of this world. God's great love is our inheritance. In our gospel, it tells us he gave it to Jesus, his own great love. Now, God's care isn't a guarantee of riches or of health or that we will never feel pain. God's care for us is a guarantee that in our circumstances, just as we are, we can experience God's love. Jesus' life was shifting us from living a cause and effect kind of life to living a transcendent life of wholeness, even in the midst of our brokenness. You know, God understands being frail and a limited human being is tough. And being a frail and limited human being trying to live like Jesus, you know, where we put others first, where we're a servant, is even harder. Thankfully, God understands and offers to help us out by carrying for us our heaviest burdens, our concerns, our anxieties, our fears, and our sorrows. So let's cast, heave, throw, dump, shove, push, whatever you want to do, our worries and our anxieties on God. God asked to carry them so that we can more fully live and love. Amen.